Have you ever got up early to watch the sunrise? I'm afraid it's not the sunrise at the moment. It's mid-morning, it's rather bright, but it's lovely to be outside. The best sunrise I ever saw was this one. This is the view out of my tent when I camped by Flathead Lake in Glacier National Park in Montana. It's rather good, isn't it? In case you don't believe me, here's the tent. And I couldn't resist. Here's the car I hired for the road trip back when I turned 30, looking out over one of the stupendous views of Glacier National Park. Today in our series, looking at the names of Jesus in Revelation, we come to a rather curious one, Bright Morning Star. What does Jesus have to do with Venus, which is a planet, not a star? And it's curious because if you know your Isaiah, which I'm sure you all do, you'll know that it's a title given to the king of Babylon, who styled himself as the King of Kings, and who is the enemy of God's people, and so is often used as a metaphor for the devil. The devil has all the seductive attraction of desire, wealth, and power, and he tells us what we want to hear. All too often we listen to his whispers rather than to the truth. His subtle temptations, the Bible tells us, are disguised as light. We may even say a false dawn. Although we rarely see them in this country, thanks to the light pollution, there is such a thing as a false dawn. It's very faint, but it happens when the glow of the stars in the zodiac, no less, comes from the east, giving the appearance of a new dawn. Friends, we need to be wary that we don't substitute Jesus for something false. We need to be wary that we don't substitute the truth for a lie, focusing on what we want to hear rather than what we need to hear. 10 years ago, I bought myself a dining table. In fact, it's the same dining table that the camera's been propped up on for the last several weeks as I've been leading these services. I wanted a solid oak table, something that would last me a lifetime. And the description of this table read, "Oak dining table made of solid wood," which I read as "dining table made of solid oak," which is no doubt the impression the people selling the table wanted to give. It turned out the table is made up of solid wood, but offcuts, covered with an oak veneer, which I only realised when it got bashed and some of the veneer started peeling away, revealing the truth. I was gutted. I'd read what I wanted to hear, not what the words actually said. Friends, so often we treat Jesus like that. So often we put words in his mouth, so he says what we want him to say. Tim Keller said, "If your God never disagrees with you, you might just be worshipping an idealized version of yourself." That's exactly what the devil wants. He wants to turn us inwards, to worship ourselves rather than Jesus. So often we do. And we make do with his weak, false light. But Jesus, he is the true light. I said earlier that in Isaiah, the king of Babylon, or the devil, is described as the morning star. It's Isaiah 14 verse 12, if you want to look it up. And I said that Jesus is also described as the morning star, but there's a difference. You see, here in verse 16, Jesus is not described as the morning star. He's described as the bright morning star. Which light would you rather live by? The false dawn or the true dawn? The morning star or the bright morning star? You see, sometimes the planet Venus, the astronomical morning star which heralds the true dawn, sometimes Venus is so bright in the morning it casts a shadow. That's the sort of light I want to light my path And it's only found in Jesus, nowhere else. His light is the true light. He is the bright morning star. So how can you let the light of the bright morning star shine into your life, bringing warmth and truth? Amen.